Right now, we're going to see if we can help Deborah with a better year with answering a few questions for her here. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
I understand you've got a real unique project you're pondering. So tell us about it, see if we can help you out.
Okay. In the master bathroom, most of the walls are tiled, but around the toilet, there's alcove. And on one wall is a pocket door. So I wanted to do a mosaic on that alcove, but my husband is worried that the wall that contains the pocket door is not strong enough to hold the mosaic.
Okay. All right. Does the pocket door work pretty well now?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. How old is the house?
1985.
Okay. You know what? I don't think you would have any problem whatsoever. You know, you're really not the weight of that tile is not going to be pushing into the cavity of the pocket door. It's going to be more vertical weight, and I think it's going to be displaced so much over the area that I don't think you'd have any worry whatsoever. Joe, what do you think on that?
Yeah, Deborah, I agree with Danny. I don't think the weight of the tile is going to be an issue at all because the weight is straight down. First of all, I assume this is a relatively narrow pocket door, right? It's going into a bathroom. It's probably not much more than 30 inches wide, probably maybe even a little narrower. Is that correct?
No, I would say it's at least 30 inches wide.
Okay.
It's as wide as a regular door.
Right, yeah.
The bathroom was set up for someone who is handicapped.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is because the wider the door, you know, the deeper the pocket, the more flexibility you're going to have. That's the one concern I would have, is that the pocket wall has a tendency to flex and bow a little bit because, of course, there's not much framing in there because the door has to slide through there. So any flexing or bowing might crack grout joints, and in a worst-case scenario, might even crack or pop loose a tile. So that would be my only concern. But as far as whether the wall could support it, it certainly could. And unfortunately, if the wall has a little bit of flex in it, there's really not too much you could do. L.E. Johnson Hardware, which is the name of the company that makes most pocket door hardware, in fact, has addressed that issue with a couple of different ways, including the brand new Series 200, which has all steel studs that stiffen up the wall. But that's a separate issue. There's nothing you can do about that now because you have a pocket wall. So can you stick tile to that wall? Yes, and it would hold. But, you know, my concern, again, would be any flexing in the wall.
Okay, so could I put up that hardy board or a cement board? Would that help?
You could. You don't need to, but you could.
Yeah, you could use the quarter inch material there, but the thing that makes it hard is you would have to glue it on there, and you would want to make sure, of course, you know, not using any fasteners. It would certainly affect the pocket door, but you could glue that on there. But like Joe said, I really don't even think you would even need it. You could put it right on the drywall.
Okay.
Deborah, the other option is you just cut out the drywall and put in replace it with half inch backer board. This way you wouldn't be, first of all, building it off the wall another quarter inch. But, you know, I mean, that would just be if you wanted to tile more flush with the rest of the wall. But either way, the wall could support it. If that was your initial question, yes, it could support it.
Okay. We were just concerned that it would affect the door itself.
No.
No. I think you'll be in good shape. Sound like a great project. Best of luck to you on that. And you might consider some of the custom building products that are out there that are available at Home Depot. We've used a lot of those. It's a very good way of the installation, the grout, stain-resistant grout, all of that can help you make it a success.
That would be great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Our pleasure. Happy holidays to you, Deborah, and hope you have a great one.